Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and attitude of gratitude and with praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being large and in charge and in control, Father, of every situation. We bless you, we honor you, and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made, Father God, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thank you, Lord. 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 You're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. And we say thank you. Father, we ask that you will bless our services on today, where you and you alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified, Father, and Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. We say thank you, Father. As we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. As you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debtors as we forget, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. As we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome all of our visitors around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. The fellowship altar, the bread table. Amen. Call it what you wanted to call it. It's a good place to be. It's a good place to start your morning. Maybe it's afternoon where you are. Maybe it's evening. We don't know. Maybe you're listening on the replay. We don't know. But whatever, amen. God is there. Hallelujah. God is everywhere. Amen. And so we just want to bless the Lord. Have a seat. Amen. This morning, there's no time and distance in the spirit. Have a seat at the breakfast table, and our spiritual breakfast is about to be served. Amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is having a good week. Amen. Glory be to God as we're wrapping it up. Amen. Entering to a brand new month already. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. This morning. All right. We are going to be blessed. Amen. Well, we're blessed every morning. We're blessed every day. Everything we do, we bless. As we found out on our 5 a.m. service, look, God lives in us. If God lives in us, amen, we are a powerhouse. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. You better watch out because that dynamite might explode at any time. You can't play with the Holy Ghost. You can't play with God. You can't play with the Holy Ghost. That means you can't play with God's people. Amen. Why? Because we are the temple of God. Amen. So we are happy. Amen. That God has trusted us. Amen. And loved us to that extent. Amen. This morning, amen. Glory be to God coming to us. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring us. Amen. Elaboration. Amen. And we want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. I'm telling you, she is a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. She is smart. Amen. She is pretty. Amen. She is saved. Amen. She's kind. She is generous. She is a supporter. Amen. She's a team player. It's just so many things I could say about her. Amen. I know her parents are proud of her. Her grandparents are proud of her. I'm proud of her. Amen. And she's just a blessing. She has many gifts, a well-educated woman of God. She has many gifts, many talents. Amen. And just a blessing. Just a blessing to the body of Christ. Just a blessing. Amen. To this generation. And she's a young woman, too. Amen. A young woman, amen, with a whole life ahead of her. Amen. So much potential to be manifested, amen, in these days and times. And she's not a stranger to this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. But she has, amen, agreed to come back today. Amen. And give us a little elaboration on Samuel. Samuel. We want to thank God for Samuel. Amen. Glory be to God. So without any further ado, at this time, I want to present to some, amen, and introduce to others our sister, Tavera. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our brother Conrad and sister Felicia's, amen, daughter, and our sister Gwendolyn Richardson and David Richardson's granddaughter. And amen. And she's just a blessing. Amen. She is here with us today. Amen. To share, amen, what the Lord has placed on her heart to share. So just give me one second here. Let me operate the switchboard. Amen. But God is good. Amen. All right, give me one second. Sister Tavera, are you there this morning? Are you here?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am exceedingly well, my sister. How are you?
I'm good this morning.
Good. Good to hear your voice. You sound chippy, chippy, chipper, chipper, chipper.
Yes, it's good to hear you too.
Yes, yes. Thank you for being here. Well, I normally send out a little text message the night before, but I tell you, I didn't get around to it, but I tell you, that's what you call people that you can depend on. Like, they remind themselves, amen, of their commitment. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. So God bless you, and thank you for being here, and the floor is absolutely yours.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. So I had the pleasure of doing a deeper dive into studying Samuel, and so I used the Bible, I used YouTube, I used any resource I could to just kind of really understand the two books of Samuel, and there was a lot in there. You know, the two books of Samuel, it talks about, you know, Eli, it talks about Saul, it talks about the story of King David. And we see how Samuel is woven throughout these stories, but I really wanted to focus on the first three chapters, which really focuses on Samuel's life and his conception and how it is that he became a servant of the Lord and a prophet. So today I titled my words, The Impact of Obedience and Faith. So I'm just going to just jump right in. So in chapter one, we pretty much understand that, you know, we know who Samuel is, and I think the way to understand the importance of his life is to understand how his life really began before he was even conceived. And so in chapter one, we get to meet Samuel's mother, Hannah, who was at the time a grief-stricken woman. She was married to her husband who had another wife, and the other wife was able to produce some children, and she was not able to. And the thing is that Hannah was her husband's favorite wife, so it just pained her and her husband so much that her womb was closed, as they describe it in the text. And so because of this, she was constantly provoked by her other wife, by her husband's other wife, because she was not able to produce children for him. And this just led her to be in a constant state of just sadness and grief. And so in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12 through 17, we kind of read where she is in the beginning. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put your wine away." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." And just for anyone wondering, that was the NIV version. So the scripture continues with saying that Hannah and her husband, who were at the time doing their annual sacrifice, they returned home and she was able to conceive. So then in verse 25 of chapter 1, it says, "When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli. So this was after she had conceived Eli, and she had already promised God after she gave birth to him that she would give Eli over to God out of her gratitude for being able to produce a son. And so it says, "When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, 'Pardon me, my lord, as surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord, for his whole life will be given over to the Lord,' and he worshiped the Lord there." And so basically just from reading chapter 1, we see that it was because of her great faith and obedience and reverence for God that he remembered Hannah, and he blessed her to conceive Samuel. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And so because she was so grateful and to honor God, she dedicated her firstborn son to him, and the Lord showed favor over Samuel as well as Hannah because of this action, who was later able to bear 5 more children afterward. When I think over this chapter, it pretty much reminds me that blessings come out of brokenness. And if you believe you serve a God who is just as faithful to you, if not more, as you are to him, that God will always come through for you. Samuel was conceived and birthed through faith. And the first chapter sets such a huge foundation of the man we understand Samuel to become. So I just really love that God introduces this foundational story of his mother, and then how out of, even though her brokenness and her grief, she still had faith. She went years not being able to produce children for her husband, but she still held faith. Every year, her and her husband would go and make their, you know, their pilgrimage to do their annual sacrifice, and every year she prayed and she prayed and she prayed until the Lord heard her and showed favor. And so before I move on to the, you know, diving deeper into Samuel's life, I definitely want to encourage everyone to read chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, which is focused on Hannah's prayer after she had given her son Samuel over to the prophet Eli. And if you read her prayer, you realize that her prayer was a prophecy of the things Samuel would later encounter in his life, and his encounters with, you know, King Saul and King David. And I just thought that that was really interesting, to see that her prayer was a prophecy and that Samuel himself became a prophet on behalf of the Lord. So I really encourage everyone to kind of go and read that themselves and just read her prayer. So as we move on, we see that Samuel continues to grow up and serve the Lord and assist the prophet Eli. However, in chapter 3, Samuel has his first true encounter with speaking to the Lord. And we pick up here in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 through 14, and it says, "The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered, 'Here I am.' And he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am. You called me.' But Eli said, 'I did not call. Go back and lay down.' So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am. You called me.' 'My son,' Eli said, 'I did not call. Go back and lie down.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And a third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am. You called me.' Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, 'Go lie down. And if he calls, you say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So Samuel went to lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there calling as at the other time, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.' And the Lord said to Samuel, 'See, I am about to do a thing in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from the beginning to the end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." And so after reading chapter 3, I had so many thoughts. A few of them being like, why didn't God announce himself more clearly? He saw that after the first time, the second time, even the third time, that Samuel didn't know who was speaking to him. And he could have made himself more clear, but then that led me to my next thought was, well, maybe God did it this way because he wanted Eli to understand that God was about to relay a message for Eli through Samuel. And then I thought about how uncomfortable it must have been that your first conversation with God is God bearing bad news that pertains to the man who has raised you and has taught you the ways of the Lord, and how awkward it must have been laying there all night with this information, not knowing what to do with it. But also in this chapter, when I went back and reread it, I pretty much also saw God's grace in the midst of it. And just to give a little backsight, Eli had two sons who also worked at the temple, and they were just not righteous at all and didn't follow in the ways of the Lord. They were mistreating the people who were bringing sacrifices to the temple, dishonoring the sacrifices that they were making to God, and God was just very unpleased, and he had already relayed a message to Eli about his sons and that there would be punishment for this. And from that time that Eli received this first message from God, Eli still hadn't, you know, rebuked his sons. Like, he hadn't addressed them in a way that would cause change or repentance. And so essentially with, you know, the behavior continuing, God was pretty much on a, "I said what I said, and now I'm coming to let you know that this is really going to happen." And I, you know, I just saw that, like, God had allowed this window of grace for Eli and his sons to repent and correct things. And because they hadn't, he had to come back and essentially let him know that, listen, the window of opportunity has closed for you and your family. And now I'm relaying this through Samuel, who will essentially be your replacement. So I thought all of that was really, really interesting. And so sorry, I just lost my place. So reading chapter 3 pretty much made me realize that with all that happened in that moment of Samuel's first encounter, it made me realize that God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. And essentially, that was a hard moment, that the first time you talk to God or God speaks to you, that he's relaying something on you that's so uncomfortable, that's so awkward, that's so heavy, that's so big. And just being confused by that, I can only imagine Samuel's confusion at the time. But he doesn't do anything without intention. And his intention was to prepare Samuel to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. God is always doing two things to test every person when he decides to use them, and it's to test your faith and obedience. And it's how he knows he can trust you to do the next thing. So because God obviously had plans to use Samuel from the conception of his life to the end, we see through the books of 1st and 2nd Samuel that God was just consistently testing his faith and his obedience even from the first encounter. So as we continue on, Samuel does become a prophet, and we watch him as first the books of 1st and 2nd Samuel continue. We watch him speak blessings and speak, you know, the messages of God's displeasure through to Eli, to Saul, and to David. And we see that how that first encounter prepared him to be comfortable with getting uncomfortable in the position of relaying messages from God. And pretty much chapters 1-3 really confirmed a lot of things for me, which was already a message of get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that as long as I stay faithful, as long as we all stay faithful and obedient to God, that he'll always be there through the thick of it. Because as we watch Samuel's encounters with Eli, and we watch his encounters with Saul and King David, we see that no matter how uncomfortable, how frustrating, how unsure or displeasing it was, Samuel did it because he had faith and he was obedient, and he knew that no matter what, God was going to see him through and see the situation through. And so those are the things that in my personal life, I needed that confirmation, just because I know that it's so hard to live this life following after God. It's so much easier to just kind of go in your own way and your own understanding. And it's so easy for your faith to waver, especially when you know that God is instructing you to live life a certain way and put things on your heart and your spirit. But just to know that, like, as long as you're showing up in faith and obedience, God is going to be there with you no matter what, was just like very impactful for me to read about Samuel. And so we see this in chapter 3, how God was always with Samuel through it all, when it says in verse 19, chapter 3, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear to Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. So pretty much I just kind of wanted to wrap things up by just saying, have faith and be obedient. There's not much more than I can say about Samuel's life than that. His life started off from extreme faith and extreme obedience to God, from his mother to his own experience with God himself. There was just extreme faith and obedience. And as I was saying before, I know that this life can get a bit difficult, and that it's hard to sometimes stay in alignment with God, especially when things get extremely uncomfortable or we aren't sure because we can't see God's full plan. But if we just continue to operate out of faith and obedience, he'll be with us always. There's never a time that God has forsaken his people. Even if you know, in the stories, like I read on through, you know, the books of First and Second Samuel, how, you know, we see the Spirit of God leaves the temple and whatnot. And it, yes, he left the temple, but he never forsook his people. He always had the children of God in mind in everything that he did. So I just want to encourage everyone this morning that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it may be that God is instructing you to do, or putting on your spirit, to just remain faithful and obedient to him, and he will see it through no matter what the circumstances are. So I just hope that everyone is blessed and that they got something from it as much as I did. And that's it.
Well, I'm just old mother hen. I'm just mother hen right now. Glory be to God. Just my goodness, just so proud. Amen. Of the young people, amen, bringing forth the word with such grace and such, such skill, such blessings. Amen. Just so polished. And to see you just so serious, amen, about the assignment. It just brings so much delight to me and to us. Amen. And I know the Lord is pleased. I'm telling you, I'm over here taking notes, Sister Tavera, because number one, you started out with Hannah, and you brought forth some heavy bullet points on her. Amen. And how her prayer was a prophecy. That caught me there. And then how you showed us that through Hannah's life, favor and blessings come from patience. All right, she waited for that baby boy. Amen. But look how God favored her and blessed her. And you said so much about Samuel in those few minutes. That was heavily loaded. Amen. And I got my bullet points. Amen. God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. Now, my God, we can pack up. We can sit down and eat now. We can get dressed and go to work. God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. Shoot, I'm going to preach that one on Sunday. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those called according to his purpose. And then you broke that down. I got two subtopics from that main point, amen, how we have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. Well, that's huge. That's huge. We have to learn how to be comfortable even in our uncomfortable situation. It's like the woman that's pregnant with that baby in the 9th month. Baby, sit down and wait. Just wait till the water breaks. Just sit down. Sit yourself down. And then you say it, amen, preparation to do the next thing. And I always say in this ministry, we are in training for reigning. And you wrapped it up right there, because where we are right now, comfortable or uncomfortable, is preparation for where you're going, or for the next thing, for the next thing to do. See, God don't just drop it all on us at one time. You know, we go through school, we move from grade to grade. Okay, and then the college, whatever else, grad school, whatever we're going to do. And that's how God takes us, amen, step by step, day by day, you know what I mean? And so where we are now, so that's why he said stop complaining, all right? In all things, give thanks, even if you're in a hard place, even if you're in an uncomfortable place, because what you don't realize is just a test, and it's just preparation for the next thing. And it gets better, my God. And so you wrapped it all up when you said faith and obedience. That's the bottom line. Faith and obedience. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and obedience is better than sacrifice. Well done. Well done. Well done, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. This was awesome. This was awesome. Amen. Five-star elaboration. Amen on Samuel. Amen. And I know you're so thorough. Amen. And you probably feel like I'm not giving them enough of it. No, what you do, the Holy Ghost orchestrated all that. Amen. Glory be to God. And it was just appropriate. It was just right on the money. Right on the money. I know I got my takeaways, because I'm gonna be meditating on this all day. Amen. Glory be to God. And how you brought it forth. Amen. How you? We're in preparation for the next. We forget that. We're and where we are now is preparation for tomorrow. See, we forget that. If we remember that, we would stop crying and fussing and complaining and step out of fear, step into faith, amen, and tell the Lord thank you. And tell the Lord thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God. I'm just so excited this morning. I'm so excited. My God. Any announcements, anything you want to share with us, anything going on in your world, your part of the world, your season, your territory? I mean, you're not under any obligation, but we always like to make that available to our presenters. If they have any announcements, business announcements, anything, amen. I guess if I had told you last night, you would have also been prepared for something. But if there's something in the forefront, please come back and take a minute and share, if so. And if not, amen, you can, it's okay too.
Oh, no, it's fine. I will say that, excuse me, I started working. I moved back to Philly in June, and so I went from working remote to working, like, in the office again. And so getting on the call at 6 a.m. is not always ideal for me, just because I'm usually just getting up to just start getting ready for work to get to work on time. But I've missed being on the prayer line so much. I actually just got a group of friends, and we kind of started our own prayer call in the morning. And we do, it's just on Mondays and everything like that. It's called Monday Morning Prayer, and we just kind of do it from 8 to 8:30, because that's usually right when I get to work. So I take the first 30 minutes of my work day to just pray with a group of women that I know. And it very much reminds me of this space, and I'm so grateful for it. And the idea of it really came from Pastor Bradford, because I really did miss getting on here every day at 6, but I just sometimes I can't do it because of sleep. But I just want to say thank you to Pastor Bradford for creating this space, because I know that people share all the time about how impactful you have been to their life, but I just want to keep giving you your flowers about it, because you have made a great impact on me, on my family, and the space that you have created here. And so I just want you to know that I'm very grateful for the impact that you're making, that when I can, I go on YouTube and I watch your videos when I can. So I just want you to know, like, you know, no matter what's going on, like, keep going, because you're impacting people more than you realize. And I'm just grateful to even know you and to participate in the things that I've been able to participate with you. So I just want to ask you guys to pray for the women in my group. We're all women from different ages and stages in life. And that I will get the discipline to start waking up early in the morning so I can be back on the prayer line more consistently, because if Pastor Bradford and my grandmother can do it, I can do it too. So pray for my discipline, and, yeah, that's all I got.
And that's beautiful, and that's beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's not all the time in a quantity, but in the quality. Amen. That was beautiful. Amen. And indeed, we are a special breed of people, amen, to be meeting at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock every morning. That is true. Amen. We are a special breed. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for your desire. Amen. And also, we will pray. Not only do you start the day at 8 o'clock with your prayer group, but you start at the beginning of the week. So that's important, too. You start on Monday. So that is beautiful. And we will continue to pray, because you're in training for reigning. And remember, sister, amen, the word always comes to the preacher and the teacher first. See, glory be to God. You are in preparation for the next thing. See, you are in preparation, right, with that prayer group right there. You're in preparation, see, because you best believe God has some plans for you. Sister Tavera, God definitely has some plans. Amen. We can hear it. I mean, and it's your persona. I mean, you are just, you know, we see the anointing. We see it in the spirit. So greatness is ahead of greatness. You already walk in greatness, but you haven't seen nothing yet. And I thank you for sharing that testimony and those words of encouragement to me. But that is the spirit of an apostle. When people think about apostle, they think about apostles building, amen, physical buildings, amen. But the spiritual building is the physical building, as we learned this morning on our 5 o'clock platform. We are the temple of God. So to hear you say that you are influenced, amen, to begin this because of this ministry, other men, other people, Sister Lisa, amen, Harris, amen, Jamal, Van, and so many others, you know what I mean, inspired to do things in ministry, do things in business because of this ministry. That's the spirit of the apostle, amen. And so we just want to thank God. So when I hear words of encouragement like that, it keeps me, amen, encouraged to know that. And I was wondering how many people watching YouTube, but I don't really keep track of all that. I just continue. I don't have time to tabulate right now, and I just got to keep moving. But thank you so much, and we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as our sister Tavera is now back in the office, Father God, traveling to and fro. Father, we pray your traveling road mercies upon her. Father God, we cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity. You will bless her in her new home, Father God, and give her new friends. Father God, we thank you for her wedding date. We prophesy. Father God, if Hannah was able, amen, to pray a prophecy, we pray a prophecy to over Sister Severa in the name of Jesus, not any man, but the man that you have ordained. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for meeting every need physically, spiritually, financially, and otherwise. Thank you for her grace in her. Father God, we supper, oh God, we just, what a representation. What a representation, Father, of the kingdom. Continue to bless her. Father, open doors of favor for her. Her gifts will make room for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment the devil has set up to bring destruction to Tavera and her destiny. And we decree and we declare it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you again, sister. We appreciate you. Amen and amen. All right, y'all. Amen. Glory be to God. If you signed in late, you got better pull up the replay. Amen. Huh? 'Cause that was short and sweet right there. That was short and sweet. Amen on Samuel. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. Think about it. Amen. If you thought about it, you stop crying. There's no you in training for raining, that's all. Glory be to God. You're building spiritual muscles. Amen. You're getting the wit, the intelligence. Glory be to God, the knowledge. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can't mess with nobody that knows something. God trying to get us to know something. Glory be to God. But we trying to duck and dodge. You know, we want to crawl under the bed and go back to sleep. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing to go back to sleep when you can. But so you got to get up. You got to get up. Onward, Christian soldiers. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is easier said than done, Sister Tavera. Now, that part, I agree with you now, baby. If we had some time, I'd go there, but I'm not. We're going to get a benediction. It is easier said than done. But let me tell you something. God said his burden is light. There is a burden in serving the Lord. His burden is light, but it's a light burden. If you do it his way, it's light. If you do it your way, it's hard. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is why he said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. See, because God knew it was going to get hard. It's like he said, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't turn around. Don't throw the towel up. Don't do it. Hold in. Hold out. Hold out. Hold. Stand up. Hold on. Brother Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Girl, you done got me started this morning. Amen. God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. In Jesus' name. Amen. That was our sister, Tavera Davis. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for her. Most of you, amen, heard her and her presentation on the 7 last sayings that we did for Good Friday last year. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. Amen. Our 7 millennials up there representing Christ.
Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right. Okay. A form of announcements today. Okay. We will be tonight. We will be back at 9 o'clock. Amen. For our Friday night praise party. Amen. With our minister, Joanne Thurman. Come on back. Amen. Come on. If you can't stay the whole time, show up. Amen. Give the Lord 2 hours. We normally finish around 11 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. But anywhere between then, come on in with your songs. If you have a song you want to sing, a reading, a scripture, a prayer, a testimony, do something. Bring something. Bring something. Don't come empty-handed. Solomon said, I dare not come before the king. No, King David said, I dare not come before the Lord empty-handed. Come on and give the Lord something. Amen. Just remember that you are in preparation for the next thing. And eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what God has prepared for you for the next thing. You may be blown. God got to prepare you to receive the next thing, so don't blow your mind. Glory be to God. All right. So that's tonight. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to thank God. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God. Amen. Our sister Severa. Amen. I think she's the second or third person I heard that says they watch us on YouTube. But we are on about maybe 20 different platforms right now. 20 different platforms. I just haven't been able to tabulate it and keep up with it. Amen. Glory be to God. Because Sister Severa, I still don't have that administrative yet. Glory be to God. Don't she sound like a perfect, amen, administrator? Oh, God. Oh, God, if I could just, you know, have Sister Severa on the team. Oh, my God. God doing something, though. God, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. Y'all, don't she sound like the one? Oh, my God, my God. All right. I'm fed up. I'm filled up. Okay, so if you're listening today, amen, and you desire to sow into the soil of the word, amen, glory be to God, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is, and hit the donate button there. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus, and we thank you for, amen, your support in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. We'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock on the same platform here at the Hour of Prayer, and then back again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, same place, same station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Father God, bless, oh yes, I forgot. Amen. Sister Severa's prayer group. Father God, these young women, Father God, I don't know if they're men, women, and men. I don't know. Maybe they'll pull some men in. Amen. If they're single, maybe they'll be married. Glory be. If they're already married, make the marriage stronger. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless their prayer group. Bless them, Father God. And thank you for hearing and answering their prayers. And thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayer. Thank you for meeting us back here tonight at 9 o'clock. Anoint our sister Thurman, Father God, with the strength and tenacity. We come against the demon trying to break this woman down in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gifts that she brings through the body of Christ. And we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for everybody that's going to be calling in. We bind every spirit of interference. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. Father God, even mechanical malfunctions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cancel all these things, Father God, as we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service in Jesus' name, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless the offerings, Father God. We bless your people, Father God, and we ask that you would give back, Father God, in the same proportion that we have given unto you, Father. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. All right, saints. Look, God said through the mouth of babes. So Tavera is a grown woman. Amen. Hallelujah. But some of you have been saved a whole lot longer than she has. So that's what I mean from the mouth of babes. Hey, take this word with you today. God does everything to prepare you for the next day. It'll put some joy in your soul. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here.
Trust and obey.